I have great pleasure in introducing Robert Ring from Autism Speaks, which is one of our platinum sponsors. And Rob Ring is the chief science officer there. And it was thanks to Rob that we were able to secure that wonderful presidential message. And I also want to note our appreciation that Rob has come against the advice of his doctor, having had neck surgery. So it's really terrific that he's here. And I'll hand over for a brief statement from Autism Speaks.
Great. Thank you, Frankie. And if because of the surgery, if I kind of move awkwardly, it's that. Or if I wince while I turn to look at a slide, that would explain it. It's a great pleasure to be here, and you know it continues to be a great pleasure for Autism Speaks to work with NSAR and be a sponsor of this meeting. It's really been a fantastic conference so far. I want to congratulate the program committee for having put together just a really spectacular a couple of days, and looking forward to the rest of it. You know, for me personally, actually, MFAR has a special place in my own journey as a scientist, as a professional. I think we can all, at least at some point, recall a moment or a time where we decided to make a choice on, you know, an area of work that we wanted to do, and many of you have committed your careers to autism. And actually, my journey into autism began sort of serendipitously as a result of an invitation to present at MFAR many years ago while I was still working at Wyeth, leading a team trying to develop molecules that mimic the effects of oxytocin, and this was over 10 years ago, long before the notoriety of the area of biology has taken as much form as it has today. But I was invited to give a talk on what we were doing there, and I was on a panel with Ami Klin and Larry Young and Eric Hollander and some, and I recall very distinctly coming off the podium, typically accustomed to having other scientists come up and challenge me on study design or something about my research. And actually, the first person to come up to me was a woman who introduced herself as a mother of a young son with autism, who immediately said she didn't understand a single word I said for the last 30 minutes. It was completely over her head, but she said how grateful it was that I was there. You know, I had been the first person from the biopharma industry to present at MFAR, and the thought that you might be able to develop medicines to treat some of the symptoms for autism meant the world to her. And that was a transformative experience for me, because within 15 minutes I had two identical experiences with other parents. And so if that parent is in the audience, because I know we do have parents here, it's my moment to thank them. But it's also a chance to really reinforce the power of this meeting. It's not just a meeting that helps bring together discussion around cutting edge of research. It really, I think, does have the power to change the direction of our careers. And that's why I think we're very happy to be a sponsor of an activity like this. Let's see if I hit that. I'll load that. Just a little bit on Autism Speaks. I know most of you are quite familiar with us, but just for the benefit of those who aren't familiar with the foundation, we're a nonprofit organization. We've been around, well, we're celebrating our 10th anniversary next year. It's amazing how much time flies. And we were founded by a set of grandparents of a young boy with autism. And those parents, as many of you know, are Bob and Suzanne Wright. As a foundation, we work in a number of core mission areas, advocacy working in Washington and state capitals, trying to push through insurance reform to make sure families are getting the coverage for the services they need. We work in advocacy. Many of you have seen our commercials and ad campaigns on TV. We have a fantastic family services group. But science has always been at the core of our mission. We've invested over $200 million in science research over the past 8 years, which is really remarkable for us. It's nowhere near what NIH has put in over the same period of time. And our partners, colleagues at the Simons Foundation have always also put in a lot of money. But if you really think about where the funds for what we do, the fellowships, the grants that many of you have received, these are earned dollar by dollar by parents and families and stakeholders who are out at walks and in other fundraising events, earning that money for this. So I have a very special connection to the resources we have. And if I summarize what our mission as a science department is, it's really quite simple. We're trying to put science to work for families. At the end of the day, that's what we're all embarking on. We're looking for ways as a foundation to act as a catalyst in converting the breakthroughs in science, the innovations in technology that all of you guys are working on into real life things, products, applications, things that have the ability to transform the quality of life and health for individuals living with on the spectrum, giving them choices. I've offered a few examples of what the end game looks like for our science. It could be everything from treatment guidelines to new diagnostic tests, actionable risk factors, medicines, personalized nutrition, you name it. There's a diversity of unmet needs out in our community, and science is very uniquely poised to deliver on the translational promises inherent in the posters and oral presentations that you see at a meeting like this. But we all know that translation, that continuum, works in both directions and in many ways. As we go from the bedside back to the bench, we see our role as very important in channeling the voice of our community and ensuring that the priorities and strategic directions of the research across our ecosystem are truly aligned with unmet needs of our community. At the end of the day, if this is ultimately the end game, our families need to have a voice in that, and we see ourselves as playing a very valuable role in this. We work in a number of priority research areas. Some of these we've worked in for years. They're shown here. I actually can't turn to point to it, but I'm assuming they're there. But we've long worked in the area of etiology and environmental science, genetics. Medical research. We do a lot of work with treatment discovery, and treatment discovery for us can extend from behavioral interventions to medical devices, really being agnostic of where the idea comes from, just religious about the data needed to support it. Andy Shi and his team are out there globally expanding the front lines of autism, operating at the ministry level with governments in over 50 countries around the world. Really remarkable public health work that's being done by our team. A new area for us that you'll see more activity and funding opportunities is in the area of technology. I see innovative technology is really a huge opportunity for us to leverage a lot of innovation happening in other parts of the world, if you will, we really see a chance for us to make a difference there. And we've long been invested in developing some of the most important strategic resources of the field. From AGRI to our autism tissue program, which has now been spun out to form Autism BrainNet, and I encourage you all to go visit the new Brain Banking Network booth, BrainNet, in our expo space. It's a wonderful collaboration that we have with the Simons Foundation in helping bring that resource up to a new standard. And we work, we have a number of very signature projects and programs that many of you are familiar with that make up the portfolios of these areas, and we work with so many different partners to help succeed in these areas. Some of them, examples are shown here. We have a fantastic team. Many of you know the folks on our leadership staff. There are folks not shown here. We have Vicki Litz and Shanice Owens and Joan New and a number of folks who are not on this that are here. I encourage you, if you've not met these folks, to stop by our booth and introduce yourselves, get to know them better. They really represent the cream of the crop out there, and we have a very diverse set of backgrounds represented. because I know you can just go to our website and get more information on our RFAs and funding opportunities, and they continue to evolve. I just point out that, you know, among the crown jewels of our investments, our RFAs, our fellowship programs, and I had a wonderful opportunity to participate in a career workshop on Wednesday where we talked a lot about this. But I invite you to come visit our website and learn more about some of our new RFAs. The newest one just closed earlier this year, which focused on GI health and understanding the gut-brain axis as it implicates for treatment development. One thing I just wanted to wrap up with two things that you may be less familiar with. We do a lot of work as a science team in partnership with our advocacy colleagues. And we do this in many ways on behalf of our families, but really on behalf of you here. We're out there in the offices of lawmakers in Congress, trying to teach them, trying to break down the science, the complicated nature of it, and the impact that the work that you're doing, so they understand that when it comes time to vote for legislation that ultimately is going to increase funding for this area. It's not by accident that these letters from President Obama happened. And I think this is just a wonderful piece of evidence that at the highest levels of government, people understand not just the relevance of the work that you're doing and the importance of keeping funding moving towards it, but even this meeting and this society represents this research system as ecosystem better than anyone else. So we're very proud to be doing that. And I just want to personally thank the many of you who have been drafted, enlisted into testifying in front of Congress and other members of the government on behalf of Autism Speaks, on behalf of everyone here, and we're enormously appreciative of that. I'll just wrap up by saying that we've also really pushed ourselves in the last few years to start working beyond the science to deliver the science. The translational continuum that goes from the bench to the bedside doesn't just happen in academic institutions. There is a whole value chain of partnerships with the for-profit world that are needed to deliver the innovation to our families. And we've struggled to open the eyes of the investment community who needs to invest in entrepreneurship and small companies that take your ideas and move them forward. And we've been working in organizing investment conference to help with this. We've also launched a venture arm of the foundation that operates essentially as a venture capital arm, you know, sort of matching the grants that we put out through our foundation, but using this arm as a way of investing in small companies that are working on product concepts that we think address unmet needs of our community. I'll wrap up here by saying I could go on and on. There's a lot of really exciting things happening at Autism Speaks. Would love to tell you more about it. Time's limited. I do invite you to come visit us at our booth. Here's the one and only Joan New attending the booth just yesterday. We have an array of information there that helps address and helps you understand our funding opportunities. And our programs, et cetera. And I invite you to come by and check it out. You can always visit our website as well and encourage you to do so. So I'd like to close this by thanking you, not just for, you know, being here, but, you know, as a representative, if you will, of our community. I can't tell you how often I meet with parents, and the first thing they want to talk about is what's going on in the science. And really what you guys are doing across this entire room in every one of these sessions really gives hope to families out there in a very meaningful way. And really on behalf of the community, I want to thank you for all the work that you've done, all the careers that have been dedicated to this area. You're really making a difference out there, and keep up the hard work. We're here to help you in any way we can. And with that said, enjoy the rest of the meeting and safe travels home.